E-Ticket Mike to talk a little sports. He is a ticket broker. You can go to easy-ticket.com. Hey, Easy Ticket Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. Let's dive into it. I'm going to go to, of course, this is a national show, and I've been to most of the stadiums across the U.S. I feel pretty fortunate to say that. I'm going to go to the Cowboys' new stadium. I'm going to be in a suite on Saturday as they take on San Francisco. And I hear the sound is a little bit to be desired or has a little bit to be desired, but I'll be curious to see what it's like to actually see a game there.
Well, if they don't hit the big screen again with a punt, fine.
No kidding. So it is a preseason, and, you know, to me, the preseason, there's not much to talk about. You're seeing maybe some of the people that might make it in, that might have a different role on a team or two, but it's just too early to get a handle on anything, don't you think?
Yeah, I look at preseason, you know, not being much of anything. I look for, like, Philadelphia. They're 0-2 in the preseason right now. I was saying that if they go 0-4, they're probably a shoe-in for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no kidding. And to emphasize, you have tickets to any of these games across the United States, right?
Yeah, we've got you know, preseason tickets, but we mainly have season tickets and some really choice seats for some really fantastic games. You know, we concentrate, you know, kind of on the Dallas, Fort Worth, and Texas area, but we've got, you know, tickets in Giant Stadium. We've got tickets in East Rutherford. We've got tickets for pretty much any game out there.
All right, excellent. And college football, a little bit sooner. They start next week. Hard to believe that we're going to be talking about college football. I love college football. I mean, across the board, you can talk about any conference. And, of course, Florida came out of the gate number one. I don't think that's a surprise that the Gators achieved that, you know, for the polls that are already out. It's always interesting to see what happens in the first couple of weeks, and it'll be interesting to see ultimately who gets to that national title game. I mean, we could throw out predictions, but it's almost the same thing. You know who the powerhouses are, but it's too early to tell, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. Like this next week, Thursday starts the regular season for college football. There's one big game then. It's we're looking at. Well, the biggest game then is Boise State and Oregon. They're number 14 and 16 ranked right now. But Saturday, the Crimson Tide will be visiting the Hokies in from Virginia Tech. And, I think that just might be the first upset we see in the year. I'm looking for maybe Virginia Tech to beat the Crimson.
Yeah, no kidding. And, of course, baseball, we're running out of time, but we're in the thick of it there. We keep talking about that every single week. It's the same characters, the Phillies, the Dodgers, et cetera, the Yankees. But for people who could care less about sports who are listening, concert tickets are always available. So Kiss is touring again. You mentioned that. I remember seeing Kiss when I was like 14 with a little nephew. Britney Spears, Metallica. So it's a wide range of acts, right?
Oh yeah, there's a slew of, you know, different concerts out and about. A lot of country western groups, heavy metal, rap stars. I mean, there's, you know, anything that you want, we can find tickets for you and get you some really choice seats. But there's tremendous number of things for both concerts and any game that you want.
All right, so go to easy-ticket.com, and if you haven't been to a concert in a while, might be the chance to go and see Metallica or Kiss or some of the other acts that are out there. Mike, you have a great week.
You too, Kate.
Thanks. Talk to you next week. All right, coming up, we're